Thy faith hath made thee whole. To some it is given to have faith to be healed. To some is given the working of miracles. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 19 and 21. Thy faith hath made thee whole. One day as Jesus Christ was moving through a crowd of people, he suddenly turned and asked, "Who touched me?" His disciples were confused by the question. Anyone in the throng could have accidentally bumped against him. Then Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue, power, is gone out of me." The touch was, in fact, an act of faith. A woman with an issue of blood had touched his garment, believing that by doing so, she would be healed, and she was. When the Savior saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 and 22. Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. The gift of healing through faith in Jesus Christ, and according to our Heavenly Father's will, is available to us today as we struggle with afflictions of body, mind, and spirit. Trust in the Lord. James instructs the sick to call for the elders of the church to anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. Those receiving a priesthood blessing join their faith with the faith and prayers of loved ones and of the Melchizedek priesthood holders performing the ordinance. The Lord promises that he that hath faith in me to be healed and is not appointed unto death shall be healed. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 48. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ includes trusting him completely and submitting ourselves humbly to his will. A young sister who was struggling with cancer expressed this trust and faith to Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve. "I am not afraid to die," she said. "I would like to live. There are things I would still like to accomplish in this life. But I know that Jesus is my Savior and my Redeemer. During these past few years, he has become my best friend. I trust him. Whatever he wants for me, I am prepared." Elder Ballard gave her a blessing but left the matter with Heavenly Father as she had requested. She died soon after, with the peace of the Lord attending her and her faithful family. Feasting at the Lord's Table, Ensign, May 1996, page 81. The working of miracles. Some of the greatest healing miracles take place in hearts as saints live with and learn from their infirmities. For example, President Spencer W. Kimball dealt nobly and patiently with affliction. While he served as an apostle, most of his vocal cords were removed because of cancer. Yet for many years afterward, he served as a spokesman and prophet for the Lord, lifting his voice in testimony heard around the world. "If our faith is anchored securely in our testimonies of Christ," said Elder Ballard, "we will be able to cope with whatever adversity comes our way, and we will be able to do so in a positive, faith-promoting manner. If we keep the eye of faith focused on Christ, we gain a broader view and an eternal perspective. And with that, we can understand adversity from within the context of Heavenly Father's eternal plan for all of His children. And we can find comfort in this life in the safety, peace, joy, and security that He promises. When shall these things be?" Ensign, December 1996, page 61. How may we obtain peace and acceptance of the Lord's will for us in our adversities? How may we help others obtain this peace and faith to be healed? End of the article. Thy faith hath made thee whole.